Father, we just come before you this night. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. And Father, I ask for you to meet us mightily with your spirit. I ask for you to just come and touch us in a special way. And Father, I just give you full permission to do whatever you want to do. In your son's precious name, amen. All right, so tonight I want to talk to you about revelations of hell. And you're also going to hear about the heart of Jesus. So a few weeks back, God gave me some insight in regards to starting a series called Heaven or Hell. And, you know, immediately I was thinking the way that he had me write it out, it was a question mark, like you choose heaven or hell. It's your choice. So immediately I thought about Mary Kay Baxter, and I was like, okay, I know God took her to heaven and hell. So let me start to refresh my memory about the revelations that he gave her. And I went and I did research, and I found a book called A Divine Revelations of Satan's Deception. Now, this is a book that was recently released in 2015, okay, and this is by Mary Kay Baxter, and this book is actually new revelations that God allowed for her to release. He basically, when she went to heaven, not, I'm sorry, when she went to hell back in 1976, he showed her the full revelation, but he closed up part of her memory at that time so she can release it for later, you know, later on. So this is what this book is about. So we're going to talk about the revelation of hell, and you're going to hear Jesus's heart over the people, okay? So Jesus took Mary Kay Baxter to hell for 3 hours a night for 30 nights. Why? So she can see the reality of hell firsthand and warn the people of the consequences of rejecting God the Father and his offer of forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, there's a result to our actions, right? So that's what that means by the word consequence. And so many people are rejecting the offer of forgiveness through Jesus Christ. I think everyone in this room knows how it feels to be rejected, right? It doesn't feel good. So, you know, if we know how it feels, how do you think Jesus feels? So he died on the cross so that we may live in heavenly places once again with the Father. He died so that we would not enter into eternal damnation, but many have fallen for the traps of the enemy and have entered into deception. Now, this deception has taken people into a place called hell, where they will forever be in torment. Now, forever is a long time. It's forever, right? Forever and ever and ever and ever. So when I started reading this book, I can feel the heart of Jesus, and it was filled with so much love and compassion for the lost souls. Y'all, this is where it's at, really. This is the heart of Jesus Christ, to bring the lost souls, to minister to the lost. And if anyone was to ever get this book, you can feel the anointing just come out of the pages. It was just amazing. So in the very beginning of their journey together in hell, Mary Kay Baxter saw the beauty of Jesus. Everything about him was so holy, pure, and precious. He was full of glory and of the fruit of the Spirit. She looked down at his feet, and real blood flowed from the holes of his feet. He took her hand, and the blood from the nail holes in his hand filled hers. Some dripped on the ground, and she screamed, wanting to know what was happening to him. And he said, "Child, for all these souls I died and shed my blood, but it's too late for them." Big tears flowed down his face, and Jesus was very sad. Mary Kay Baxter felt love and compassion for Jesus. She wanted to hold him. She wanted to just be close to him to console him. And this made me think about Paul in Romans 8 when he shared his heart about the love of Jesus. Paul said he's convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ. You can feel this truth as Jesus wept over the souls who cried out for help. Many screamed, "Let us out," while others screamed, "Is there no more hope?" Many wanted to die but realized they could not, while others screamed, "Why didn't someone warn me? I would have chosen the Lord and not lived such a wicked life if I have only known." It was a time of sorrow, of such sadness and grief. You can hear cries of regret. Tears were flowing down the face of Jesus as Mary Kay Baxter asked if he could take these souls out of hell. And he said, "It's too late. This is the judgment of my Father upon the sins of the flesh. I was manifested to destroy the works of Satan so people would know and understand how he deceives. People are doing the wicked things of the world, cursing, lying, cheating, hating, refusing to forgive, committing adultery and fornication, practicing witchcraft and sorcery. Satan deceives people, child. God has rules and laws and regulations concerning these things, and the key is to repent. Tell the people to repent and to ask me to forgive them, come into their heart and save their soul, and I will." Psalms 32:1-2 says, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit." Jesus spoke with deep compassion and great love, saying, "I'm showing you the truth. My leaders on earth are lying to people. Yes, many are telling the truth, but many others tell people that there is no hell and that they can live in whatever way they want. They say that God is good and therefore would never send anyone to an eternal punishment. But my Father is a righteous judge. My Father is a holy judge. In the Holy Bible, it tells you not to commit the sins of the flesh once you come to the knowledge of repentance and truth. My word will stand forever. Child, it's too late for all these, but I want you to hear them." Now, I believe that Jesus wanted her to really get this deep down in her spirit so she can carry this revelation and really warn the people that hell is real, that tormenting spirits are deep down. You know, demons and tormenting spirits is there to destroy you. Now, Romans 8:7 says, "The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so." Now, eventually, Mary started to think about the love of God and hoped in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "There is hope in me. There is deliverance in me. Warn the people to return unto me. Tell them that once again, I want to raise up the fivefold ministry where the people need hope. They need to know that I am their anchor and that they can put their trust and their hope in me, the Lord Jesus Christ." Lamentations 3:25 says, "The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him." Now, there's a place in hell called the jaws of hell. On this journey in hell, Jesus said, "Come on, child, I want to show you something in the jaws of hell." Hell has a body. Remember, in the middle of the earth, there are degrees of fire, torment, and judgment. When death and hell are brought up out of here to stand in the galaxies, those here will be judged out of the books that were written, which say that they never repented of their sins and that their sins were never washed in my blood. And they'll be thrown into the lake of fire, my daughter, because their names are not in the book of life. Psalms 69:28 says, "May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with righteous." In the jaws of hell, Jesus showed Mary Kay Baxter vats of fire with skeletons inside of them bobbing up and down. The vats had the name written on them, the abomination of desolations. And Jesus told her, "These are those who used to preach my word, but they lied. they mixed a perverse spirit with my word and made it seem like I was a phony God. Jesus said he loved these people, but they would not listen and caused many to go to hell. So Father, God had to judge them. And you can find a scripture about the perverse spirit in Proverbs 11:20. Jesus continues to say, Satan does not want the people to listen to the truth. Satan wants the people to have fun in evil ways, perverse ways, unclean ways. But my Father said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if the people do sin, tell them to repent, for they have an advocate now through me. I will travail to the Father for them, and I will forgive them if they will be real and call on me. Romans 7:25 says, wherefore also he is able to save to the uttermost them that draw near unto God through him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. I want to share something with you that I didn't put in my notes, but I did write about it within one of the articles for the Sunday Bulletin. Jesus was in hell with Mary Kay Baxter, and Mary Kay Baxter couldn't take it no more. And she said, God, please take these bones out of here. And he said, sit down. And they sat down next to a rock. And she witnessed Jesus put his hands over his face, and he cried out to God and said, Father, have mercy. Have mercy. And for a few moments, all of hell shook violently and everything stopped. And those spirits that was in torment had relief for a few moments. Y'all tell me who Jesus is. If he's going to be having mercy on the spirits that he knows he can't do nothing for, what do you think he's doing for us? It's nothing that he can do for those spirits. But for a few moments, all hell shook and everything stopped, and they had relief for a few minutes. So in the jaws of hell, the Lord showed Mary Kay Baxter hidden treasures of gold and silver stacked up like a mountain. And he also showed her rivers of blood mixed with fire, in which skeletons were chained together, screaming, let us die and help us. Above them, it said, men loving men and women loving women with no fear of the God or his judgments. Now, I know that over the past year, I believe I've been reading that God has been setting the homosexual community free. But here's the crazy thing. Last week, I don't know if y'all saw my little rant on Facebook, but last week I found out that there is something that has been created. It's called pansexual. Okay. So this is something that a person is drawn to any gender identity. When you break this down, this means that one person can be drawn to a homosexual, at the same time a lesbian, at the same time a transgender, at the same time a bisexual. Anything goes, except for animals. And I said, are you serious? 14-year-old little girl came out and said that this is what she was. And I guess this is something that they're promoting. God has some miracles that he needs to perform, because I'm telling you, this generation is in trouble. Now, Jesus allowed Mary to witness a conversation between him and a man who was called at a young age to preach the gospel. He went to church and learned a lot about Jesus, but he wanted the world. He liked what the world gave him, so he lied about Jesus and told men that men could marry men and Jesus would love them and understand them and they would go to heaven. He told people that prejudice was right and we should hate other nationalities. He lied and built a great congregation, and now he's burning in hell. Mary Kay Baxter looked at the preacher and Jesus said, I want to send the fire that is spoke of in the book of Malachi to refine my people. I want to help them so that they will not, so that they not end up here like this preacher full of lies who died in his sins. I want to refine my people. I want to send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon them to refine them, the refiner's fire. That fire will burn off, destroy many things of darkness. Now, Jesus also allowed for her to see Satan's throne. And Jesus showed Mary Kay Baxter's Satan's throne, and it had streams of blood that flowed through hell that was symbolic for death and destruction that he had inflicted upon the earth. Jesus said, "This is the blood of many, my daughter, who have died without me, as well as the blood of the innocent people Satan killed." Satan's throne was immaculate and beautiful. He had gold walls, such as a king, and chandeliers. And then she saw the throne, and there sat Satan. He was facing what would look like a waterfall of blood, and he was laughing about it. On either side of the throne was a large demon. On one of those demons was standing next to the devil, holding a scroll. He held it to the devil's face, saying, "O king, we will win against God. The list has increased of those who lost their souls." As Satan sat there, he changed before them and turned into a good-looking man wearing a suit. Satan stood up and said, "I know the secrets because I was in heaven. I know what the temptations to send a man through a woman and other lust of the flesh to destroy him. I know that my voice has not yet been destroyed, but if my force of evil was ever shut down, I would not be able to seduce so many people. And I'm letting all of you demons hear this and know this." Standing in a valley of what looked like to be millions of demons, Satan turned to them to say, "It is your job never to allow this revelation of my strength and my courage and my power to be revealed to the prophets or the apostles or the people. For there truly is a judgment on me, and I will be thrown in the lake of fire one day because God has said so. But I've taken the wisdom I learned in heaven and the wisdom I've learned of man as my own wisdom and knowledge. And I've seduced thousands and thousands into hell through the lust of their flesh, which they desire more than God's commands. And the blood fall there is the result of my wisdom." Satan sat down on his throne and changed back into his original appearance, laughing, and said, "I have the power to change my form anytime I want, and I have given that power to some of my demons that are going to be roaming the earth. I have plans of evil, and I will seduce many people so that they will not follow Jesus Christ." Another demon came over carrying a different scroll that said, "The deeds of evil of Satan." Now, this is Mary Kay Baxter about to speak. She said, "I saw the writing and I heard unspeakable things, earth-shaking things. Jesus said to me, 'What he speaks shall not be. For in my name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuked all these things he has spoken and has written. The Father, the Holy Spirit, and I agree together that this shall not be.'" Jesus encouraged Mary Kay Baxter and said, "You will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And I am able to make all people overcome if they will listen to me." Satan does not know everything. He thinks he does, but he does not. My Father is greater, and he has greater plans than Satan could ever think of. My Father could erase that knowledge from him in a second, my child. And eventually he will do that. But man has a will. And at this point in time, God wants that will to be toward him. And Satan wants that will to serve him. This is definitely a war, a spiritual war. But greater is Almighty God. Remember, He created Satan. Look up, my child, and trust me. At this point, Mary Kay Baxter was so disturbed because of the things that she heard, and she just couldn't shake it. So she was, you know, she was in fear, and he was trying to encourage her to say, you're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb. My father is going to do great things. So let's talk about seducing powers. Satan works on the earth to bring deception to the people through lust. There are seducing powers to pull people into great lust and perversion and demonic activities. Jesus encouraged Mary Kay Baxter by saying, there are times and seasons when God's power moves on the earth. You're going to need my power, child. You're going to need my anointing. And many others are going to need it to bring needed to bring back the Ark of God, the Holy Word of God, his covenant with us. Satan is running rampant in the earth, but my word can counteract him and deliver people from this destructive grasp or his destructive grasp. In Hebrews 4:12, it says, God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it no matter what. Now, let me share something with you about these seducing powers. Jesus allowed for Mary Kay Baxter to witness a woman who was going, she was walking in a grocery store, and in that grocery store, it was a liquor store that was around there. So she didn't want to go to the liquor store, but spirits, dark spirits surrounded her, and she didn't see them, of course, but they were seducing her, whispering in her ear, saying, you know you want a drink. Go get a drink. Now, when she heard that, she shook her head like that, like so she wouldn't go and follow that voice. But they like surrounded her so deep where she ended up following that voice and went and got something to drink. At the same time, he showed her how people who have road rage, I don't know who has road rage in here, but Jesus showed Mary Kay Baxter how these seducing spirits will whisper in a person's ear and say, I just want to go around this car, right? And then there was another car that was close to the other car, and the spirit was whispering in that person's ear saying, I just want to run through here and kill everybody. So both of those cars at the same time pulled out, and they killed each other. Road rage. He also showed her how there was seducing spirits in bars, and how these spirits are, you know, just whispering into people's ears to start arguments and fights in bars. And Jesus said they will go to hell if you don't warn them about these seducing spirits. So I just wanted to share that with you. I know alcohol and drugs is severe. It's really bad. It's just really bad. And we just have to pray and use the power and the authority that God has given us to help these people, because that those spirits are strong. So let's talk about the youth. It's a lot of y'all in here tonight. I hope y'all hang on after I show to y'all what Jesus showed Mary Kay Baxter. Jesus took me to another place, up on the burnt path and hillside. Then he raised his arm, and a large door appeared in the atmosphere. Inside, it depicted the lives that many of the burning skeletons had lived on Earth. I saw a lot of them in churches, in schools, in towns, and in their cars. They were young people living everyday lives. It was the past, Christ said. Then I heard pastors preach to them in church services, and many of the young people were drawn by the Spirit of God. But when they were out on the street again, they would shake their heads and walk away. not realizing that Satan had a plan in the days ahead to cause them to be in an accident or to die. As I watched this, I saw many of them didn't have parents who were believers, and that they were confused about the teaching they had heard. Then I saw a few people accept Christ and shout with joy, and the blood of Jesus came down and washed them clean. But I saw others go back into their very sinful ways. And I saw death come to them through car wrecks or other accidents or through gang violence. And I would see them die and I would scream. One young person died in a motorcycle crash. I watched his soul leave his body. A white mist came out and went up into the air. I saw the outline of his soul, and then I saw black forms come and grab it, and I heard the screams of this soul. The evil spirits pulled it down, a gateway into hell, into the fires. They took this soul before the devil, who was sitting on his throne. The devil talked to the demons and showed them on paper where to place the soul in the burning hell. Now, in one of her teachings, I remember her saying that if you are called to go home to be with the Lord, the holy angels will come and snatch your spirit. It'll be like she said, a mist, like a vapor. And it's a scripture in the Bible about a vapor. But your spirit will be like a vapor, and the holy angels will come and snatch it. But if you are not saved, your spirit is going down by the demons. The demons come and snatch your spirit and take you down into the gateway of hell. So at another time, Jesus showed Mary skeletons clothed in fire. And he told me, this is the judgment of the youth who have died on the earth in the last few years. There are absolutely no babies or little children in hell, but there is an age of accountability in which the young people understand who God is and are capable of making a decision to believe in him or not. Black chains were wrapped around these skeletons, and they were screaming, "Is there no relief? Can I not die?" They would grit their teeth and say, "Why didn't I listen to my mother? Why didn't I listen to my father? Why didn't I listen to the preacher?" And then I heard a voice of a young girl say, or who said, "I was demon possessed. I served the devil. And then one day I was killed and came down here. I've been here ever since. Why didn't I listen? I heard about Jesus and I didn't believe like other people believed, but I served Satan because I believed Satan." I took some of that out, but she ended up saying she just wanted to die. In hell, they are tormented over and over and they cannot die. It's just eternity. And they're forever in torment. And it was so much that was in this book that it's just unbelievable how the detail of hell and the detail of how Jesus feels about the heart of the people is just, it makes you want to really get saved for real. If you're half saved, this book is going to cause you to be saved for real. Now, going back to the youth, y'all, Jesus really wants to do something with y'all. And this is what he told Mary Kay Baxter. He said, "I want the youth to understand who I am and what I'm doing. I want the youth to arise and to do a book called How to Cast the Devil Out in Jesus' Name." All the youth that go to this church already know how to do this, right? Because Pastor Barber showed us, taught us. This is a deliverance church, so this will be very awesome if the youth can get together and do something like this, especially if it's in the heart of Jesus. But this is what he wants the youth to do. He wants them to get together and do a book called How to Cast the Devil Out in Jesus' Name. Now, let's talk about binding the enemy. Jesus allowed Mary to see all kinds of demonic creatures in hell that scared her. And she said, Jesus, why are you showing me this? And he said, this is Satan's kingdom, child. He works in darkness. He seduces. He sends out demons to bring drugs and alcohol and abuse to families. That is why I gave you my name, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you could take authority and bind these things, and they shall be bound in chains. Now listen to this, y'all. This is pretty cool. She said, as I watched one of the demons, a big black fiery chain came out of nowhere and bound it. The demon screamed and fell over and could not move. The other demons ran away. Jesus said, one of my children on earth is binding this demon with my name, the name of Jesus Christ. The chained demon became covered with flames and it was reduced to ashes. The Lord, it was cremated. That's what Mary K. Baxter said. She said, Lord, it was cremated. He said, yes, and I want them all cremated. But come, we walked past the ashes of the evil demon, and a hot wind came and blew the ashes away. Now, I want to share this with you. I didn't put it in my notes because I couldn't find it. But when I was reading this, there is a revelation about ashes that God wants people to know. She caught on to it, and she said, is that a new revelation? He said, yes, daughter. And he quoted her about ash, the scripture about ashes for beauty. I probably said that wrong. And he said, the people have not sought my face about this yet. So there's a revelation about ashes that God wants to reveal to the people. And it has something to do about cremating the demons. So if y'all want to pray about that, let me know what you find out, please. But God has given us the authority to bind the works of the enemy. In Matthew 16, 19, it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, in closing, Jesus showed Mary K. Baxter a place in hell called the Cave of Debris. Now, going back to what I said earlier, how Jesus told her that hell has a body. Let me share this with you. They went into the right arm of Satan, and it was extremely horrible. It was dark. And Mary K. Baxter said, what is this, Lord? And he said, this is the right arm of Satan. He said, just like my father and I have a right arm, his is, you know, strong as well. But he said he uses his for evil when my father and I use ours as a gentle hand. So in this right arm, without going to detail and kind of gross y'all out, there was a big serpent. And in that serpent, in the spirit, there were 15 doors inside of that serpent. And Jesus took Mary K. Baxter into those doors inside of that arm. And inside of those doors were, I want to say, this is where the treasure was being held. So what happened is there are things, of course, in hell that Satan is holding that he took from us. And he calls them trophies, right? So let's talk about this. Jesus showed Mary K. Baxter a part of hell called Cave of Debris. And in this cave, Jesus showed her the gifts that Jesus gave to the church as well as his people to spread the gospel. And Jesus wanted her to release them back on earth. Each gift was in a container that looked like a glass cage, and each one had a lock on it. They were considered trophies of Satan. Jesus gave Mary K. Baxter the spiritual keys, which is the keys of the kingdom. And Jesus said, take the key, put it in the lock, and in my name, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Yeshua, open that door. So in the name of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Yeshua, I put the spiritual key in the lock and turned it. The lock broke open and out flowed the most beautiful presence. Jesus dropped down to his knees and he said, my spirit will once again flow over the earth and bring the people on the earth to conviction. My spirit will again begin to draw people unto me, child, by the thousands. Now, some of those glass cages that she locked or unlocked, some of them were finances. He got super excited about that. Jesus did. Some of it was understanding, the fire of God, the anointing of God. It was so many different glass cases that she unlocked and released out of hell back into the earth. And some angels came and caught him up in the air. But when it was to the finances, horses on chariots came and took the finances. And Jesus was super excited about that. So that it's a lot that's going on in the spirit realm. And God said it is time for the demons to be judged. So this is where we are. His heart is for the lost. His heart is for the lost. And God is calling us. You know, the harvest is coming in. And God is calling us to be prepared and to hold revelations of hell close to us. So when we minister, we will have a bigger purpose or a bigger understanding of why we really need to set the captives free. When I first started reading this book, I felt the compassion of Jesus, and I really felt like God wanted us to have his compassion, his spirit, and his fire. So if y'all want to touch from the Lord, please come up. The altar is open.